I'm Alan Watts, sitting in for Mike Feldhaus on this edition of Across Kentucky. Hopkinsville, Christian County, and 9 other Western Kentucky counties will offer visitors from around the world a chance to see a total solar eclipse on August 21, 2017. Hopkinsville Eclipse Coordinator Brooke Young says the eclipse will last for 2 minutes 40 seconds.
The path of totality for this eclipse starts in Salem, Oregon, and goes all the way to Charleston, South Carolina. And Hopkinsville, Kentucky has been designated by NASA as the point of greatest eclipse. So that means we're the point where the moon's axis is closest to the Earth. So essentially, people are going to get the best view of the solar corona, which is when the moon completely blocks out the sun.
Young says the total eclipse will be visible from a select few counties that are in the path.
It's about 70 miles wide and goes through about 90 miles of Kentucky. So we really are encouraging people, you know, to get to visit all different parts of Kentucky.
She notes reservations for viewing spots have been filling up for more than a year.
From 12 different countries and 34 different states. We have people coming from as far away as Japan and India and Australia and really exciting places that are coming here because you can only see this eclipse from the United States.
Young says the community could see a significant growth in population during the eclipse weekend.
Our estimate started at about 50,000, and we're kind of working them up a little more to be prepared for as many as 100,000 in Christian County and even more so in the region. Because when you think about the number of people that live in Christian County, it's about 70,000 people in the county. So if each of those people just have one person over, we're already doubling our population. And we've been hearing that people aren't having one or two people. They're having 15 or 20 people come to visit them.
Young says it's really hard to know how many people will just decide to drive to Western Kentucky on August 21st to view the historic phenomenon.
If you're in Louisville or Lexington or Eastern Kentucky, you are not in that path of totality. So you won't get to experience that total darkness where you can stand without your glasses on and get to just be in the moon's shadow.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
She adds several events are being planned for the weekend leading up to the eclipse.
3-day music festival featuring the Jimmy Church Band on Friday night, Tracy Lawrence on Saturday night, and then the Classic Rock Experience on Sunday night. So really giving people a bunch of different options.
More information can be found online at eclipseville.com. I'm Alan Watt, sitting in for Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.